T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
All right, the Houston Texans got their guy, show. They got D'Amico Ryans, the new Texans head coach. And yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about it. And
you should.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good about it. And not, as everybody knows, D'Amico was my number two. I wanted an offensive minded coach, and Sean Payton was my number one for that reason, and some others, but for that reason. So, I hadn't been sitting up here beating the D'Amico drum, but I love the hire. I really like the hire. I think it's a great hire, good for Houston from many different perspectives. But I start looking at the state of the organization, D'Amico Ryans, and yesterday you and I were having a conversation, and I said it wouldn't surprise me if the Texans and the Denver Broncos, if one or both didn't win 7, 8, 9 games next year. And I thought after the show, you know, I may be out over my skis a little bit with that kind of comment. I need to go do some digging. Well, show, I did some digging, and damn it, I'm nose over toes, man. I'm way out over my skis, bub. I feel better about it. Check this out. I'm gonna give you two reasons. One reason I've already talked at length about it. I'll revisit it, but this number one reason I didn't really take into consideration until yesterday, and that's the Texans schedule. We're big on schedules when they're released, and now we've had a little distraction here with all the goings on in Houston, but if you look at the Texans' 2023 schedule. And correct me if I'm wrong on this, by the way. My Googling talent isn't the best. But correct me if I'm wrong on this, Tyler. You look at that schedule. 5 of the 17 games. 5 of 17 games are versus teams that were in the playoffs this year.
Looks right, yep.
So, the way I do the math, 12 of them are on team or teams that didn't even make the playoffs. And those 5 teams that are on the schedule that made the playoffs, Jacksonville, who a year ago had the worst record in the league, won the division, and went to the second round of the playoffs this year. You got to play them twice, right? Look, I would say Jacksonville's a better football team right now with Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence, the success they had, than the Houston Texans. But when they match up on the field, I'm not betting on either one of them right now. I'm not making that bet right now. I look across down the schedule there. Tampa Bay's on that schedule. They lose Brady. They were a mess last year. They were a fringe playoff team at best. I look at Baltimore. I don't know what the hell's going on with Lamar Jackson. What's going to go on with Lamar Jackson? I don't know what Baltimore's going to do moving forward. With Lamar Jackson on the field, they're dangerous. With him not, I don't know how they compete in that division, if I'm being completely honest at this point in time. So you got Jacksonville twice, Tampa Bay and Baltimore. Those are your 4 teams that were in the playoffs this year that I believe the Texans are going to have the ability to line up with and play with at home or away any given Sunday. Now, you open the season against Cincinnati. That's a different animal. That is a true Super Bowl contending football team, show. The schedule in my mind, when I got through, I fully opened it up thinking, damn, I don't know. How am I going to get to 7? How am I going to get there?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Show, I looked at it. I looked dead at it, and up and down it, counted away.
You said the hell with 7, huh?
Show, I think there's 16 ball games that they should be in and have a chance to win. Cincinnati is a game. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that D'Amico Ryans is going to have these boys playing on the level of Cincinnati or even be in a game, be able to compete with them next year. I hope they can, but I'm not ready to say that. I think given this particular schedule, given what we know D'Amico Ryans can do on the defensive side of the football, and knowing that there's salary cap space and there's first round draft picks last year that hadn't been tapped, and there's first round draft picks this year that they're going to have to infuse talent into this roster. I'm putting my foot down right now. 406. I did it earlier, but I'll go ahead and mark this thing. 406. February the 1st, 2023, I think the Texans win 9 ball games next year.
Yeah, Clint, you really let it get away from
I'm
me.
Feeling it.
You're feeling it.
I am.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how you can get there. 8 wins? 9 wins?
Mm. 9. Same number of years it was between your last two dentist appointments.
9. No, that would be 8. But no, 9.
Courtney Learns didn't lie.
You don't know who the quarterback's going to be. They need a quarterback. That's just the most important position. We don't know who's coaching the quarterbacks. We don't know the staff. We don't know the offensive scheme yet. We don't know the center. We don't know what they're going to do with these draft picks. We don't know what they're going to do in free agency. They don't have a track record of making great impact moves at those positions. They had a couple. Petrie was good, and Pierce was good. But like there's a lot of you don't knows to be for a team that has just been – the worst team in football, arguably, the last several years. Like, when you look at it.
Well, you mix that front office in, it ain't no doubt.
Yeah, I think under D'Amico, they are going to be improved. I will be surprised or shocked if we roll through moments of just like that doesn't look like they're growing.
Right.
But 9 wins, man. I mean, there's no only people on the schedule that I even look at where I'm like, man, hell, okay. I feel like they're in as bad a spot as the Texans talent wise is like the Colts games, the Panthers, and maybe the Falcons. But the Falcons got some offensive talent over there that I don't know. There's just too much. Like, we hope they get the quarterback situation right. We hope they get the offensive designer and play caller right. We hope they add something to the front seven so they're not getting run over like they have. We hope that this defense and the players can hold up to what D'Amico wants to do. There's just too many hopes to get to 9. At this point, we don't know right now just major important positions.
Yeah, for me, it's not. I think you are right. There's a lot of ifs. I mean, they still got to – I'm just trusting that D'Amico's going to hire a competent offensive staff. I don't need to know what the answer is at the quarterback position to get where I'm at. I trust that D'Amico.
Really?
I don't. I trust that D'Amico Ryans is going to make this defense significantly better. I don't believe that Nick Caserio. Look, I've been critical of Nick Caserio, and I mean I don't believe Nick Caserio hung the moon. I don't give a damn that he's got 6 Super Bowl trophies. But I do believe that Nick Caserio is a better general manager and a better talent evaluator than to completely mess the bed in free agency with the cap space they have and the draft picks they have available. I think D'Amico is a better coach and gets more out of last year's number three overall draft pick, first and foremost. I think he gets more out of Jalen Petrie. I think he gets more out of Christian Harris. I think he gets more immediately out of a lot of those dudes. As we've discussed many a time, I don't think it's hard for a football team to just do what's necessary, do what's right, and get back to 8 or 9 wins. I'm going to go on the higher end of that and go to 9 just because I'm feeling pretty good today. But I think the other difference here too, show that I've talked about this at length, and I really do believe that it's one of the most important things for D'Amico Ryans in terms of being able to win ball games. It is 100% clean slate. Like what we had KJ write on earlier, and KJ said, "Oh, he's got to go in there and change the culture." No, he don't. There ain't no culture over there, bro. There's no leaders over there. Like you're gonna go pick not just good players,
but there's some guys who fancy themselves as leaders that we don't know how they've.
Which we need to have that conversation about Brandon Cooks, by the way.
Impact. Yeah, that's another one. Don't know what the hell's going on there. They don't have any weapons. They don't have any.
Agree. I understand. I'm not sitting here. Look, I don't think this is not just. I'm not saying it flippantly. I'm out over my skis. I just believe. I believe that the slate that the foundation, the locker room that DeMeco's take. And in fact, I think it's the number one thing over the draft capital, over the additional draft pieces. I think this dude walking into a meeting room and everybody in a seat, and I'm talking about front office and players, is 100% hung on every word DeMeco Ryan says, is 100% bought in to what DeMeco Ryan says. There's nobody in that room that's going, man, you know what? I'm a Lovie Smith guy, man. You ain't doing things the same way Lovie was doing things. I don't know if I like it here. There's none of that. Like, all of that has been stamped out over the last 2 years. All the Bill O'Brien stuff, I don't like the way they went about it, but all the Bill O'Brien stuff of the past, I believe, has been stamped out. This coach doesn't have to come in here and go, well, I got to really weed out Bill O'Brien's guys. I got to really overcome all the quote-unquote pillars in this organization that Bill O'Brien believed in. Like, none of that's there. Like, these dudes the culture is literally waiting to be set. The identity of the team offensively and defensively and personally the team. Loyalty to a head coach and to a scheme. I mean, it's like these guys are chomping at the bit to get that done. I think that's unbelievably powerful. You couple that with a week schedule show. And, yeah, there's some ifs. There's some belief.
There's a bunch of ifs and beliefs. I look at a guy who is his predecessor in San Francisco, Robert Saleh, took over the Jets. And they went 2-14 when he got there. Then they went 4-12. They have a lot more young talent than what we know of the Texans. Now, maybe Nick is about to hit 6 or 7 home runs in draft and free agency. I'm not holding my breath on that based off what he's done before, but maybe he does.
I believe in Nick Caserio.
But even with that, man, they go from 2-4 and then 7.
Yeah.
Like they looked good in different spots. So, and I understand the schedule, but just the Texans, man, what we're looking at right now, they got to look at them for there shouldn't be any team in the league that they look at to where they're like, we got them. And people can talk about, like, you can miss me with all the, well, what about all the close games last year and how many games they had won with DeMeco? That's the same thing we said the year before. Look at the close games they had. Look, 6 or 7 games. They could have won 6 or 7 games if Lovie and the new coaching staff. Then what happened? I think that DeMeco and his staff is going to be better. By the way, we don't know what that staff is, but I do think they're going to be better. But I'll take your word for it. But it don't seem like it's that easy. Just to spin that thing around.
I think you make a huge jump simply by not doing the foolish stuff that you've been doing. I think you make a huge jump by getting a top of the line football coach running things, and then you talk about the salary cap and the draft picks and yada yada yada. The only response to the Robert Saleh stuff is I feel like, and maybe not 100%, but I feel like David Culley and Lovie Smith, they took the brunt of that 2-4 win season that Robert Saleh, because they didn't do the bridge the gap. They went straight to Robert Saleh and let him take over a team. To your point, there was more talent there, but I just believe that David Culley and Lovie Smith, they had to eat them 2 bad years. Hopefully DeMeco fast tracks that thing and doesn't have 2 more years
for sure
of what Robert Saleh had to deal with. I got him winning 9, show. I'm feeling good about it, man. Got him feeling 9. I got him winning 9, and I'm feeling damn good.
I'm not gonna pick a win total till I find out who their picks are.
Would you call me yesterday? Oh, scary ass.
that's an interesting one.
Oh, we'll see, man. I trust them, man. I trust they're gonna get something in there.
Yeah, again, you're right.
I'm not talking about Super Bowl now.
I'm not talking about playoffs.
I'm just talking about, well, if 9 gets you in, that's fine. I'm just talking about get us back to respectability. I think that's the number one goal for this. Like, get us back to respectability. Let's just start doing things right and winning some of them close games, winning games we're supposed to win, winning some of them close games, winning games because we're outworking folks, winning games because we're more physical than folks, winning games because we're more prepared than folks. Get to that point, and then we'll talk about Super Bowl down the road. 8-9. And I'm leaning 9. Nina, I got it.
Come on, Blue 80. Easy. White 90.
I can't believe we done let two and a half hours go by, and Tyler, you ain't hit show on this one.
What's that?
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Tyler done passed you up on Twitter. All that trash y'all was talking, he done passed you up on Twitter, Chief.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, remember what you used to say to me? Yeah, but how many followers do you have?
Well, you got me there. You got a blue check mark, and you got more followers.
We need to get you that check mark, man.
I don't want it.
You do.
We need to get it.
Why would you not?
I don't give a damn about it.
It's a game changer,
I actually enjoy it as a badge of honor to get to.
But there is no badge there.
And I'm not going to. Good point. But I am not. If they try to give it to me, I won't accept it. But I'm happy for you, man.
Show your line.
Sometimes I think you need.
Show your line.
I have pushed people.
You wouldn't accept it.
I wouldn't accept it.
You'd decline the
decline it.
I'm not sure that's an option.
It will be. I'll start it over.
Start a new account.
That's where I'm going.
That's where I'm going. I'm happy for it. I have pushed to try to get him followers.
He ain't done a damn thing for you.
But that's not important to me. I'm not saying that. I mean, it is important to you. I'm not saying that. I mean, you were down in the dumps every time that thing got taken.
I was sad. Listeners, if you want to jump on this trend, man, at T-Mill Real Deal, give me a follow. Look for that blue check mark out there. Tyler Milner at T-Mill Real Deal. You won't regret it.
You want to jump on with it on that trend.
Someone on the text line saying, I'm tired of show playing devil's advocate. I'm not playing devil's advocate.
That's one thing show's never going to do, sir or madam.
Hey, just say it out loud.
The Houston Texans win 9 games next year. You don't know the quarterback or any of the players. That's not crazy for me to say.
No, it's crazy for me to say it. It's definitely crazy for me to say it, but I legit stand behind it.
Hey, show,
did you see this? This is the problem with the check mark and the followers and stuff.
What?
I mean, I was wondering why Tyler was in a good mood. The Texans, they posted a picture of D'Amico, and all the buzz was the caption, and they photoshopped a bunch of the responses to D'Amico getting hired in there. I mean, it's all former players. It's all blue check. It's Astros, and then over on the far right, damn near by himself. O.T. Mills.
How about
they
that?
They snuck O.T. Mills in there,
him in there, baby.
Just me on a graphic with J.J. Watt. It's no big deal.
Unbelievable.
Save that. Frame that puppy. Put it in your man cave.
Unbelievable. By the way, before I got to remind everybody real quick, if you're listening on the Odyssey app, we greatly appreciate it. If you're listening on the dial, we greatly appreciate you. But what we'd like everybody out there to do is make sure you download the Odyssey app, AUDACY, and listen to us at home while you're working out, in the car, tell all your friends about it. There's a rewind feature on there. You can go back. Heck, you can go back and listen to our conversation with the Texans owners yesterday, Cal and Hannah McNair, if you'd like. But make sure you download that app and take us everywhere that you go. AUDACY.
All right, a little information that we'll drop to you about the question many of you have: who is going to be the next OC? We've gotten some recent news that's come out in the last few minutes. We'll let you know what that is, and the GOAT, for now, has retired. We'll talk about Tom Brady coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, before we get to Tom Brady, his retirement, you got some news on the offensive coordinator front for the Texans?
That is correct, sir, on multiple fronts, multiple reports here. We talked a bit about him earlier. Bobby Slowick, the passing game coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers. His interview for the Texans' offensive coordinator position is going to be today. So that at some point today is when Slowick is supposed to be talking with DeMeco, Caserio, and the Houston Texans.
Okay, so, I mean, I don't know. It feels like he'd be the favorite, right? His name has been connected.
So.
His name has been connected with it. And I'll say this. If he gets the job, and I know we looked at his resume, and you're like, whoo, that ain't a lot for somebody you just going to hand this sucker over.
It's just a short period of time, right?
Right. I mean, it's not a lot that you're going to hand this sucker over with. But to me, if he is the guy, then it clearly leads me to believe that was DeMeco. Like, I don't think there's any connection with him and Nick Caserio.
Right.
And if it's DeMeco who's worked with him for multiple years, you know, I think you feel better about that. At least he's getting somebody he knows and knows what he's doing. This isn't like, you know, for instance, Troy Walters. That would be like, well, how much have they worked together?
Yeah, how much is it somebody else's word like that this guy's?
Yeah, yeah. He's been in Cincinnati. Yeah. You've been in San Francisco. At least Bob, he's been with him. So it would make me feel a little bit better, even with his light resume.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the small sample size on the offensive side of the football. But look, I'm going to trust that DeMeco Ryans has been in a building with him and knows that hey, this dude is not just my guy because he's in the building with Shanahan and knows Shanahan's system, and he's kind of the next guy in the pecking order to get an OC gig. I'm going after this guy because I trust that he's going to come in here and put a big time product on the field offensively. He has that ability. He's that like I don't know. I think like to me the way this thing's going, if Bobby Slowick gets the gig, I got to believe he's a pretty dynamic dude. Like not just an X's and O guy or not. No, I think this has got to be a guy that is a pretty damn dynamic, young mind, young personality in this game. Like I find it very difficult to believe that Bobby Slowick is just basically a yes man to Kyle Shanahan and running around there doing what Kyle tells him to do. And there's nothing outside of that box that's impressive about him. If he's going to be the first guy that DeMeco Ryans interviews for the OC position.
Yeah, and when you say that, you would think at least DeMeco believes he is, right? You would think at least DeMeco believes he is, that he is dynamic. Because straight up, like, we know what this league is about. They just had the number one offense. Then they played a game where their quarterback couldn't throw. And they lost, right? They had the number one defense. And Dak Prescott was making mistakes all over the field. And they almost lost that game. You know, they had the number one defense. Go look at what Geno Smith did in that game. And they had to have Brock Purdy have his best game of his career in that game. Like, he understands what this is about. And Clint, he better believe he's dynamic because he's, you know, ultimately turning the keys over to potentially what his job's going to be.
Yeah.
Like, how good the quarterback is and the offense is. Like, there's a lot that you can connect to how successful DeMeco Ryans is going to be. So you would think whoever he hires, he believes is what you just said, dynamic and a guy that's ready to be the next one.
Yeah.
Because that's his job.
If this list doesn't grow and Bobby Slowick is the guy, then it's got to be a pretty convincing package, right?
Yeah,
I mean, there's got
nut package.
This dude's got to be dynamic, and it's not just the next up and comer. I mean, he's got to have seen some things firsthand in that 49ers organization that has convinced him. So, I mean, look, we'll I think they got to take a risk either way it goes. I don't think established offensive play callers are just out there for the taking. Right now, I think most of those guys are with an organization they don't want to leave, or they're with an organization that they feel like their next move is to be a head coach. And so it's going to be a little bit of a risk, I think, especially by title and by resume and experience. It's going to be a little bit of a risk. And so there's going to be a what if. There's going to be a concern with anybody that they hire from, again, a resume, experience, pelts on the wall perspective. But I can't – if they do hire a guy that has those questions, I can't wait to hear him speak as the coordinator for the Texans, whoever that may be.
Yeah, so we'll see there. And he's interviewing, according to sources, he's interviewing today with the Texans, and that could be the next offensive coordinator, and that will then lead to a lot of things. That will tell us a lot of things. Clint, this was Tom Brady. Tom Brady, this is the NFL, well, the sports world news of the day. One of the greatest athletes we've ever seen has retired. This was him on social media telling the world.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
All right, there's Tom. All right, Clint, for you.
Tom ain't convinced. You hear him start cracking up right there? The voice cracking?
He was emotional because it's the end.
Yeah, he ain't convinced.
Him and JJ are going in the hall together.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. I mean, they're both first ballots. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, Tom's got to be done.
Clint, stop.
I mean, Tom's got to be done for that to happen.
You're not, like, you can't, he can't do this two times.
Sure he can. Why not?
He can't do this two times. He's not George Foreman. He's not.
I saw him in a restaurant the night.
I saw the trailer.
Brunch, not the.
I saw a trailer for a George Foreman movie about to come out.
Did you really?
He lives up in Huffman.
It looks good.
Yeah, you know where the guy lives, huh?
Yeah, I've driven by it a million times. Well, Megan's family, my wife's family, used to live a few streets over from him.
Yeah, I might want to stay. You might want to, don't be creeping around George Foreman's yard. You catch him out there doing a little yard work in a bad mood.
I ain't trying to get knocked out, man.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be an ugly sight, bub.
No, he's done. He's not doing this a third time.
I mean, look, you're probably not right, but I think the Super Bowl hadn't even happened yet. He's in an emotional state, clearly. I think there's going to be.
You think he should have waited a little bit more time? You'd be more convinced if he waited a little bit more time.
Absolutely, I do. Absolutely, I do. I think teams are going to come calling. I think the Las Vegas Raiders are going to come calling. I think San Francisco 49ers are going to come calling.
The Raiders may be screwed. That was their plan, wasn't it? What time they're playing?
I mean, I think so.
I think. And they're like, hey, Derek, hey, come here. Let's talk a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're gonna come calling, and I think Tom is I think he's gonna feel a little bit differently about this in a couple months when he gets out of this emotional state, gets removed from the struggles they had in Tampa. Yeah, I think he's gonna feel a little different. I do. Really do.
It's not. It's over, man. And listen, man, a great career. Great career. Right now, the greatest career. He is the GOAT right now, and he's done. And honestly, I think I have hated watching, like, how he's looked, especially this past year. I don't even want memories of watching him as soon as anybody got
the miles per hour on his throws was about the same, dude.
See, that's going to push him back into the game right there.
Like him is anytime anybody got close, he's throwing it, going down, ducking down. Like, I mean, the last thing, I hate to see the way he went out because the last thing in my mind I see is him sticking up his legs trying to trip somebody as they were running the other way. I hate he went out that way, but good for him, man. It's the right move. Now Greg Olsen's pissed, and he's going to take Greg Olson's job. All right, let's look at it this way. You can think about it yourself. Text in 713-572-4610 on the Trailer Rolling Frame text line. What current players do you believe are going to benefit the most from D'Amico Ryans? And I'm telling you right now, there is one that comes to my mind immediately that better be at the top of the damn list. We'll discuss that next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Clint, as we know, D'Amico is the new head coach. We'll understand what his staff is as the weeks and months go by. But when we see that, we think about – many people think about the draft, and many people think about free agency, which comes first, and then the draft in April. But when he had his interview process, Clint, there had to be a conversation of, all right, with the talent we have here, what's your plan for these guys? How do you see about the guys we have here? Yes, we got draft capital, got money, but
it's really about the 69.
There's some dudes that we have here. Gonna have to retire some of those, Tyler, real quick. I don't know how much more time you got. It's press conference tomorrow, but tomorrow, right here on Sports Radio 610, 359, we'll be out there live. We may get to talk to the coach tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. Right here, no other place to listen than Sports Radio 610. But Clint, when you think about guys that could really benefit from D'Amico Ryans being here, who are the ones that come to mind?
Well, I think there's several, Show, but I think getting the most out of the current roster, getting the most out of Nick Caserio's 2022 draft is absolutely huge. I mean, it's got to be part of D'Amico Ryans' bigger picture plan. Like, how do you get to that 8 or 9 win season, and how do you get there the quickest? A big part of that is you got to get more out of the 2022 and really the 2021 draft as much as you can. There's only 5 guys there, but as much as you can. I think if I had to narrow this thing down to one player, that benefits the most from D'Amico Ryans, it's Christian Harris. As I look, we're talking about D'Amico Ryans now. We ain't talking about him taking over the team and what that means. No, I'm talking about D'Amico Ryans himself, right? When you look at what D'Amico stands for, defensive-minded head coach, one of the best defensive coordinators in the game, and you look at the style of defense that he plays, right? Okay, now you've got linebackers that excel, you got defensive linemen that set the tone, and ultimately I think you got secondary players that really I think they benefit from the front seven. And I think that's the big thing about a really successful defensive coordinator is the secondary ends up padding stats and being really better than a lot of folks think they were, because the front seven is just wreaking havoc, right? They're just up there creating bad decisions by the quarterback and creating opportunities for the secondary to crash and get picks and get turnovers, kind of thing. So I think it's Christian Harris. Because then what I do, beyond just the great defensive mind and the scheme, I look at what D'Amico has done with two guys in particular this year. Middle linebacker, Fred Warner, is that right?
Been one of the best in the game for a few years now.
Long in the tooth, been in the game for a while. Absolutely crushed it. And more importantly, and more specifically, Dre Greenlaw. Because I know Dre, he came out of Arkansas. Dre was a safety at Fayetteville High School. He goes to the University of Arkansas, makes a shift from safety to linebacker. A lot would say he was undersized at Arkansas. He didn't have the ability. Now, at Arkansas, this is because a lot of times Arkansas doesn't have the defensive linemen that you need to keep offensive linemen off of your second level, off of your linebacker. So he would get swallowed up a lot at the second level being a former safety, right? So I look at Dre Greenlaw's path and I go, that's Christian Harris. Now, Christian Harris isn't as big, and Christian Harris moves a little bit better than Dre Greenlaw. But what I'm talking about specifically is all the things we know about D'Amico schematically, as well as linebacker specific, the position he played. I trust that he's going to go in there with a guy like Christian Harris. I don't know if it's middle linebacker. I don't know if he's big enough. I don't know. I have no idea if it's what Fred Warner does in San Francisco or if it's what Dre Greenlaw in San Francisco. But I believe Christian Harris will settle into one of those spots. Well,
I believe the position D'Amico plays.
That's it. That's right, it. Yeah. That's it, man. And so I think he's the one from that 2022 draft that's going to benefit the most from D'Amico Ryans getting his gig.
Yeah, I see some people coming in with Roy Lopez. Listen.
What? I mean, I like Roy, but what are we talking about?
I mean, Roy needs to be drafted or free agency'd over coming up. If Roy is your starter next year, I think we got a problem. Roy can't be the starter.
Yeah, he's good depth. He should be depth.
Good depth. Yeah, good depth. He's not the starter. For me, Clint, I like the Christian Harris one, especially with D'Amico's history in the league and the position he played. But I'll tell you what. Derek Stingley Jr. better be at the top of the list. And the excuses have to be over. Mm.
You're a Tiger, but now you're a Texan, man.
All right? And I'm, you know what? I'll even say this. let me take the word excuses out and put in explanation. Now, the explanation you could use and say was because of his injuries and because of him being played out of position. Well, I don't want to hear that again. I don't want to hear that anymore. You got who? D'Amico Ryans, is it fair to say the best defensive coordinator in the game last year?
I think it's
this
fair.
Year? Yeah, maybe the last couple of years. You got the best defensive coordinator in the game. I watched him get Charvarius Ward, his top corner with the Niners this past year, bring him over from Kansas City and improve him in a major. Best year Charvarius Ward has ever had. A Pro Bowler, fringe All-Pro type of season. I would imagine that Derek Stingley Jr., with all the talent in the world, guys that there are many of you out there, I believe have crazy talk, but many of you out there who believe that if Derek Stingley was in the same place that Sauce Gardner was in, that he would have the same type of production.
Hold on, show.
We'll find out.
Maybe y'all need to hold on. What I'm saying, though, is Derek Stingley Jr. should be in the perfect type of system, should be with the perfect coach. I'm assuming D'Amico's going to have really good coaches for him in the secondary. I don't want to hear any excuses anymore about anything. He needs to play at a better – because I'm not going to go crazy like y'all and say he's going to be Sauce Gardner, who was, might I add, the first cornerback to be a first-team All-Pro at 40 years. I want to see a guy that starts to make plays.
Sure.
A guy that flashes on the screen. A guy that you say, oh, that's a big play he made, because we didn't get that this year in the 8 or 9 games that he played. So for me, Derek Stingley Jr., as you said when he got drafted last year, that dude has got to be the key for this defense. That's a guy, Clint, that I look at. I don't want to hear any more of the explanations or excuses anymore. He has got the coach in the scheme, so he's one that's definitely on the list for me.
Agree wholeheartedly. So you're talking about a guy – I know during the NFC Championship, they threw a percentage up there, a stat up there that said it was 80-something percent for what it's worth. But D'Amico Ryans had played zone coverage 80-something. Now, that's a different zone coverage
than
what we've seen here with Lovie Smith. It's a middle-of-the-field closed most of the time. Now, they'll play some split safety. They'll play some 2 and 4. But ultimately, it's a middle safety, whether it's man or it's cover 3, which means Derek Stingley essentially is playing man. Unless the guy goes on a crossing route right now, he's playing man no matter what the call is. And so Derek Stingley will be on an island, whether it's zone or it's man. He will be given every opportunity to play man. He'll be given every opportunity to benefit from a good pass rush, from a good front 7. Eventually, maybe not this year, but eventually. I agree, man. Derek Stingley Jr. is a guy that – now, that's the guy to me, show that he has to benefit greatly from D'Amico Ryans. Number 3 overall, playing a premium position at corner. As you just mentioned, I called him the key when he first came out. We've heard Nick Caserio and Lovie Smith talk about him being a lockdown corner. He's really the most notable thing he's done since being in the league, or really the last since the national title run at LSU several years ago, is be injured. Right, and I'm not banging on Derek. That's just the truth. That's just the reality, right?
You're not being negative. You're just speaking the honest truth.
Yeah. So they got to make that thing work. The other one though too is I think there's Jalen Petrie can play in the box or he can play deep. I think he'll benefit from D'Amico, but will he benefit the most? I don't know if he's on my most list. I think Malik Collins. I heard Wade Smith and Landry Locker talking about Malik Collins a little bit earlier, and I agree. I think he'll play better in a more aggressive scheme. I think he'll eventually play better with a bigger-bodied defensive tackle next to him, with some rush ends that can do work and some corners that can cover in a scheme that's designed to pressure a little bit more often. I think Malik Collins is a non-rookie, non-2023, 2022 draft pick that I think could make a home here ultimately longer term and benefit greatly from D'Amico.
I think most people are saying you're just going to the defense. Like, I mean, that's what we see.
Like you said, we don't know who the offensive coach is going to be yet.
Yeah, we don't know what impact he'll have there on others. Yeah, I do. I think the defensive line is a spot. There's he's got guys like Nick Bosa, and Nick Bosa continues to find his way matched up in one-on-ones. I don't think that's by accident. I think that teams are trying to double team the leading sack artist. And he finds ways across the defensive line. Now, I don't know if they've got a top shelf or a top guy right now. I don't know what Jonathan Gennard's health will be from week to week. But the way that he's able to get guys one-on-ones
is a big deal that will help the defensive line as well. All right, let's go to the phones. Vera, our guy here, calling in, getting his thoughts on the impact of DeMeco on the defense. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. I appreciate you guys taking my call. Another name to watch out for, we've been talking about the offensive coordinator candidates, but one name to watch out that was being spoken of is Marquand Manuel. He's the he's the secondary coach right now, I think, for the Jets. And his first year, he's coached Sauce Gardner to an all-pro season, right? So we can only imagine what he could do to somebody like Derek Stingley and Jalen Petrie. Another name, of course, that was being mentioned last night by Aaron Wilson was Corey Undlin as a potential defensive coordinator. So all these are really good candidates who would boost the stock. We've already spoken of Petrie and Stingley in that system. I can only imagine what Christian Harris is going to look like in that system. A couple of free agents they could bring in would be somebody like an Aziz Alshire, who's sort of buried in the depth chart behind Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner, and Samson Ebukam, who's also a free agent. And would be a really good defensive line rotation. I'll hang up and listen, guys.
Appreciate you, Vera. Yeah.
Ebukam is a guy that I'm glad he said the name because I avoided it earlier because I wasn't real sure how to say it. But he is a guy that's a free agent that was kind of an under the radar guy that had some success this year that is on the list of top 50 free agents right now. That is something that show we got to get to at some point. Is like what guys over in San Francisco could you see potentially coming over, whether it's this year or next year, out of that system. I think the more of those guys you can get to come with DeMeco, I think the better.
And to the point he said, yeah, we've heard some of those names. The Jets secondary coach as a guy that could be a defensive coordinator. Yeah, he coached Sauce Gardner, so hell, you wouldn't mind trying that.
I don't, you know, I agree wholeheartedly, show, but you know, like I don't even. In my mind,
I don't even think about the DC.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like I don't even. I don't want to say I don't care, but for me, it's an afterthought. Like I'm not. I am with this hire. I am 100%. Like just like if it were an offensive minded guy, I wouldn't be worried about the quarterback coach. I wouldn't be worried about the damn receivers.
You know what the defense is going to be and who it's under.
I got it. I feel pretty damn good that we're gonna go over there at NRG Stadium this year and we're gonna put our toes up and watch a great defense.
Couldn't even guess the Jets DC.
Me neither.
It's Robert Saleh. Couldn't even guess who it is. All right. As we continue with you, the big stories. A little bit quarterback news that you need to hear about in the National Football League as well. And we'll continue to give you the latest news on offensive coordinator. There is one who is getting interviewed today by the Texans. Already off. So we'll discuss that coming up next on The Drive.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.